Hey everyone, Patrick here again to talk about Google Wave and the origins of Google Wave. So I'm going to try and take a look into how this thing even came into existence. And I think I've been using it for 10 days now, more or less. And I think I sort of figured out where they came from with this formula. And to understand where this came from, you have to look at Gmail, actually. And how it's constructed, how it presents the communication to the user. The way it does that is that it's very different from a traditional email client. It will not display each email individually. It will show them as a thread, a series of messages stacked on top of one another, with the older ones at the top and the newer ones at the bottom. And what they do as this at the same time is that they will hide by default the quote, the parts that's quoted in the email that you've just received. So in effect, what you're getting is a sort of IM-ish, like, you know, chat-like discussion where every time you receive a new email, it gets on the bottom of that thread and only displays the response of the person. And that's pretty much what Google Wave is at its core. You take a message, and when someone replies to it, it just displays on the bottom of it. And that's it. That's the basic functionality of Wave. They went a little bit further, though, because in order to ensure that everyone is looking at the same message, you need to have that message hosted on in a central point. You can't have it sent out to everyone with everyone. You know how it works with the email. Everyone modifies it as they like, and then they send it again to everyone else, and it becomes a mess. So if you have it in one central location, it really just makes sense because everyone is accessing that same file. But then there's another issue that comes up, which is what happens if you want to change it and someone else wants to change it too, since it's hosted at one central location. You need to make sure that people can change it in real time, because if not, you're going to have problems where someone changed one thing and someone else changed something else at the same time, and the messages are not going to be synced. So I suspect that the real-time aspect of Wave is not really a feature at the beginning of it. It's not a feature that they said, let's have a real-time editing. They thought, we need to make sure that people can edit that same message, that central message, without problems. So real-time was the solution. And this is why it's not designed at its core to be an instant messaging thing. It's not, it's sort of a consequence of that. So anyway, the point is, it's not explaining anymore what Wave can be used for, but I think it's explaining how it came into existence. It was a way to rationalize, to rethink how we got to the best user experience with email, which is Gmail at the moment. And when you look at it that way, you understand easily how they came up with that idea. And then they, you know, you can add all sorts of stuff like robots and widgets and stuff like that. But I'm pretty sure that came afterwards. I don't know if that explanation is of any use at all, or if it's even making things a little bit more clear. But I thought it was interesting because it appeared to me pretty obvious where it came from. And one last thing that I would say Wave needs, that's collapsible parts. Because you can answer pretty much everywhere, and it sort of becomes a really, really big document when you try to follow what's happening in it if you have a lot of people participating. But that's one of the things that they're probably going to fix as the product evolves. And it will definitely be interesting if they go in that direction. So anyway, that was my Origins of Wave audio boo, and I'm out for now. Bye.